Blessing to have both of us out there, and the experience that I always remember.
What was going on that last play?
Oh, they just came under. They just played through the whistle. They're a hard nosed football team through the whole game, and at the end it was no different.
Martellus decided that Martellus is a good example of the type of opportunities you were hoping to get here, and maybe the type of play you weren't able to do when you were in Dallas.
It wasn't anything about Dallas. They brought me in here to make plays, and so they tried to get me in. Give me to make a couple early. I wasn't able to come through the way I should, and I finally able to make a play in fourth quarter.
I think you got a little chippy there on that last play. Was that a cheap shot to them?
It's just something that it's just kind of one of those respect things in the NFL. It's something we know about, not the quarterback back. It's our quarterback, so we got to do a thing to protect them. It's kind of unexpected, but you can't get mad at them, for playing football through the end. It's just one of those things.
So you would not label it cheap?
Nah, I mean, you can, but at the end of the day, they just playing football.
Martellus' first half stats, you guys destroyed really the entire game, all guys, except for those three interceptions. Are you guys aware you kind of have this team, you just got to do it right?
No, I feel like everybody felt like we could make a play. We had a couple. A couple plays that didn't go our way. That's just how the cookie crumbles sometimes. It's just one of those things. Guys just kept fighting, and coach was like, "Hey, we can win this thing." And everybody believed, everybody believed in what we were doing. So it made it, and Paul was coming through. Just builds up momentum going into Thursday.
Can you share anything with coach said to you guys after?
After he just said that's the way to fight, that's what he wanted, that's what he expects from us, and all the good stuff coaches say.
What do you say at halftime?
A lot of bad.
Did you were you losing confidence at all after the two plays that you weren't able to make?
No, I don't really lose confidence. I just you just don't know how many opportunities you're going to get. So you try to seize every moment and make the most out of every opportunity. And I wasn't able to do that early in the game, but I had another shot toward the end of the game. That's just how life is. Sometimes shit don't go your way, but if you keep fighting, you'll make something happen for yourself.
You think it said something that Eli kept going back to?
Yeah, I think they have a tremendous confidence in me, and they know I can play, and they know I can make those plays. So, it was a good one for me to be able to show the type of player I am. I don't really get down, It's kind of hard. I feel like you're letting the team down, but you got to keep playing. I felt like I was blocking well early. I was doing some things early. I just wasn't able, I was just one step away from making a couple of great plays that I wasn't able to capable of making.
Did you end up blocking?